The opinions expressed in Locked and Loaded are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Welcome back into the Locked and Loaded podcast. I'm your host, Brady Locke, and thank you for joining me today. This is episode 2 here on Spirit Live, but episode 8 in our Locked and Loaded journey. Today, I am joined by a very special guest, someone near and dear to me, and a different guest than we normally have on here. It's one of my good friends, Matthew Ash. Matthew, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good today. How are you doing?
I am just fantastic. It's a pleasure to have you on here. And I think, again, like most of my guests, it's all a long time coming. And I'm really excited to talk with you today and just, you know, go over your life and some great moments we've had together because, you know, we're great friends for over a year now. And we've had a lot of great moments together.
So yeah. Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited. You know, I know this isn't ideal for you, you know, talking about sports to warm it up like we do here on the Locked and Loaded podcast. But, you know, I think we can have some fun with it and the viewers can get a little bit of knowledge with your new knowledge that you're about to get.
For
so
sure.
I'll first ask you, is there any sports you ever grew up playing or have any interest in?
When I was younger, my parents had me in soccer and hockey for a little bit. But besides that, I've never been too big into sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I did know that about you. But I think the best plan of action here is we're going to play a little game. We're going to do a little new segment here on the Locked and Loaded podcast. I'm going to name any person on this planet, and they are a sports professional, and you are going to tell me what sport they play. How does that sound? Okay. We'll start off easy. If I said the name Sidney Crosby, what sport does he play?
Hockey.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Now, if I said the name Scotty Barnes, what sport does he play?
golf.
No, but not really close. It was basketball. But oh, that's good. That's good. Okay. Let me give you another one. What if I said that you have to get this? What if I said Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? What sport is that?
Baseball?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Okay. One more. I'll give you a trickier one. If I said the name Corey Connors, what sport does he play?
Tennis.
No, golf.
Okay.
But yeah. No, that's great. That's great. Okay. We'll get more maybe into sports later with some of the topics we have, but that'll do it for the warm up. I think the viewers are all curious, you know. This guy doesn't know much about sports. Who is this guy? Who is Matthew Ash? And I want to give you the chance to kind of introduce yourself and who you are.
Well, I'm a second year student at TMU. I'm in early childhood studies, looking to go to teacher's college afterwards, hopefully become a teacher at some point. From Niagara Falls originally, and then I moved down to Toronto for school. But yeah.
Yeah. So kind of building on that, what was your life like in Niagara Falls, Welland to be particular? How do you enjoy that?
Life, it was a little trickier there. A lot more of small-minded people, I'd say. There's kind of one vision of how everyone should be in Welland. And if you don't fit into that, like, idea of what everyone is, you're kind of, I guess, pushed out. But, luckily for me, I have, like, a really great family, really great friends back at home as well, who, I mean, they were there for me the whole time that I was at home. And even now, they still defend me to this day. And like, they're my number one supporters. And so I'd say Welland itself is an iffy spot for me, but I mean, it's home. I love it there still. Yeah. I like to see family and friends.
So is it because of the, is it because of maybe the environment there that made you want to move to the city, or did you always knew you wanted to live in the city and that lifestyle?
I would say a mix of both. Like when I was younger, I used to always tell my parents that I was going to move away. Originally I wanted to move to New York City and NYU was my dream, but, just with how far away it is and everything, I kind of decided against that. And I thought there was no better place if it wasn't going to be New York than Toronto, as it's like just a smaller scale, I guess.
So now that brings me into kind of like once you got here, you know, TMU, big change for you coming from Welland, I'd imagine. Kind of the same thing as me coming from a small town, smaller area, country-ish vibe. Getting out of that and moving to the city is a big change. And for you and me, I guess maybe that's part of the reason we bonded, but I want to know, I want you to tell a story of how we came close and how we met and the connection between us.
Well, when I first moved into residence in DCC, I had moved here with one of my friends from home, and we were both kind of just talking on that first night, and we were like, okay, well, we don't want to just like sit around in our apartment, not go out and do anything, and like we wanted to make friends. So I just kind of took it upon myself to walk to every floor. Well, not every floor, but the two floors, like my floor and the floor above.
Yeah.
And I just knocked on everyone's door and was kind of a little crazy and just said like, oh, we're going to do this tomorrow. If you want to come, just meet us there at this time. And I did that on everyone's door, and then I was running into you on the way out when I was going to get dinner, I think. And you were coming back in, and I asked you if you wanted to go. And then I thought that you like hated me because you just kind of laughed and then walked off. And then when you showed up, I was shocked.
Yeah, I don't know. That's how you tell it, but like I feel I'm really appreciative of you doing that, because we developed like a nice, very nice, solid friend group, and it was the start of university. Everybody, I think, was always like, that's how it goes. You're a little nervous to meet people, and everybody's trying to find friends. So that meant a lot to me that you reached out, and I'm glad that we still stayed close ever since. And first year was definitely some of the most fun I've had. So
yeah, I would agree.
And I think you're definitely a big part of that, because you, you started that. So, and I guess randomly getting put on the same floor, had its perks. But yeah, so what? You briefly kind of talked about this, but have you always known that you wanted to get into teaching and, go down that road?
I feel like a part of me maybe, like, but when I was younger, I feel like as everyone else as well, but it kind of switched for me a lot. So sometimes I'd want to be a vet because I liked working with animals. Sometimes I wanted to do, like, I wanted to go into singing and I wanted to pursue something in that. But I would say once I got to high school, I kind of got that, like, realization of what I wanted to do. I wasn't sure at, like, what scale, like, whether I wanted to do high school, elementary school, like, anything like that. So originally the goal was high school math. And then grade 11, I took a grade 12 math course, and I realized that I should not go into math. So then I did a co-op just to kind of see all my options and everything. And I did it at my old elementary school, and I like fell in love with it. So from that day on, I just kind of stuck to that idea, and like I explored other things, obviously, but it was something that like always just kind of stayed close to my heart. And like growing up, my mom always would like, she always showed her appreciation towards like me and my brother's teachers and everything. And so I feel like from hearing, even from like a parent perspective, how much like effort and everything and like how much you should appreciate teachers.
Yeah.
And how much they really do. It made me kind of like think about it. And I was like, I want to do something where like I can give back like that. And one of my teachers from high school as well made like a really big difference in my life. And so I'd say like, I kind of want to go back and hopefully be that for someone else as well.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. I love hearing about that. And I love that people, like if these days you might not find a lot of people that really want to give back and to the future generations, it's less, more about themselves, but nah, to give back. And that's a purpose in itself that I think is great.
Yeah.
So kind of going with that and the, you know, growing up, coming here your entire life, what has been some of your biggest struggles you've had to face? That's a very like broad question, but take it however you might.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like just like I said, growing up in a smaller town, there were a lot of people who maybe didn't understand my life and didn't understand who I was as a person. So that was quite tricky. And I mean, just as anyone else's high school, like there was drama and a lot of it as well. So I feel like that got to me a little bit. And I tend to be a very nervous person as well. So I find like even in the summer getting ready to like move and everything, I went through like a little phase where like I was thinking like I didn't know if I could do it and like pack up and just leave my whole life behind and move somewhere completely new where I knew like almost no one. Now I'm grateful that I did it, but I'd say like, yeah, my biggest struggle is just like getting in my head about things. I tend to overthink a lot of stuff that I do, almost everything. And I'll like question it for weeks. And then once the thing actually comes, I very calm, like it doesn't bother me because theoretically I know I can do it, but in my head, I'm going to doubt myself for a little bit.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people go through that, but I don't think you give yourself enough credit for the things you do and the person you are, because I think you are one of the people that I know can do anything they put their mind to. So you got to stick with that. But
thank you.
I think that's, I go through the same thing, you know, overthinking. I relate a lot to what you said, coming here and all last, even now, like it's just, you never really know if you're in the right spot, but you just got to bank on yourself and
yeah,
keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
That's more of a sad note, but what motivates you in your life, you know, to keep going, to strive for things?
Honestly, probably I'd say like the people in my life just keep me motivated. Like whenever I am feeling down on myself, I have friends from home, friends from here, family who are very like supportive of me, and like they're my number one supporters when sometimes I could be like my number one like doubter, like I'll doubt myself all the time. But a lot of my friends, they're really good at that stuff, and I've been very open about it, like about me getting down on myself. So a lot of them like to, I guess, push me to do what they know I can do, but what I think I might not be able to do, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I know, like, even since the beginning of last year, I feel like just as a person, like, my friends, like, here and my friends that I've kept from home have, like, really kept me afloat. Like, even in the times where I'm surrounded by people and, like, sometimes you feel lonely, even though you're in a big city. Like in a big city, you can feel small in it. But like my friends here, my friends from home, everything, they remind me that like, no matter how small I feel, there's people around me who are there to like help me and support and like just be there even just for relief, like just to hang out with your friends and stuff. Yeah.
That's great. That kind of leads me into what I want to say next. Who would you say, I guess you could say multiple people, but who is kind of one of the most influential people in your life that's really been there for you?
I'd say in terms of like my life, probably my grandpa. Growing up, I was really, really close with my grandpa, and like he stepped up like when we needed him to, and he would always help out with us and everything. And he's just always been one of the, like, I guess most kind, like understanding people that I've known. Like, no matter what I do, even though like a lot of people would think he might be a little old fashioned, he, the way that he can like change his mind on things in terms of like, he grows with the world around him. It's just like, it's very honorable. And like, it's impressive to see someone go from like a time where a lot of things were like overlooked and you weren't allowed to do this, you weren't allowed to wear that, to like now where like the world is so much more of a open, happy, accepting place. And I find it just like amazing that he can do that. And he's always been the person to like push me, and like if I need anything, I know that he's a person that like I can call, and it doesn't matter what he's doing, he'll drop it to come help me.
That's great. That's great. You talk about him all the time, and I hear how great he is. I ask people this question every time, and it's always family, and that just makes me happy to hear. Next, I kind of, you know, we talked about sports at the beginning, and that wasn't your main interest, but now I kind of want to see, what is your main interest? What are your hobbies? What makes Matthew Ash, Matthew Ash, in his spare time?
Music kind of takes over my life. Sure. I don't think a lot of people see me without like headphones in hand or headphones like on me of some sorts.
Well, your entire room, it's like I walk in there and it feels like I'm seeing all these different albums at once. Like your walls are, I'll see if I can throw up a picture of like all of his music interests, but there's so much.
No, my room is definitely a shrine of my music taste, but I also think that's like kind of like what you were saying. Like I find at least with music, you can tell a lot through a person, like what they're going through or what they are like as a person through their music. And I feel like that's why I have such like a strong connection with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, I would say music is majority of my life. Like whether it's watching like music videos or performances or just sitting and listening to it, it's that, or sometimes I'll sit down and read a book, but
yeah, because you
have time.
Fair. You yourself have been involved in like musicals and whatnot.
Yeah.
How was that for you?
I love it. It's, I would say it's like, it was something that I did a lot when I was younger. I was a part of like a dance company, I guess, that did dancing, acting, singing, everything of that sorts. So I grew up doing it, and then once I got to like high school, like I guess like teen years, I kind of lost that part of me and I kind of just gave up on it. But then in high school, there was, like I said, there was that teacher that who kind of changed everything for me. And he's actually like my drama teacher at the time. And even though I think I was a little hesitant to like do certain things because they may seem embarrassing, he kind of pushed me towards doing them, which I'm forever grateful for, because like even now it's something that I'm very passionate about, and like I love going and watching different plays and musicals, things like that. And like I'm hoping sometime soon I'll be able to find one that I would like to do.
Yeah, that was my next question, if you were going to get back into it.
Yeah, I'd like to find one to do, but I don't know that I would want to do it alone. Fair. So I'm trying to find someone to do it with me. Just so that way I have, like I said, that extra support with me, just to have someone there and someone to run lines or anything like that with. But I'd love to get back into it.
That'd be great. Yeah. I would love to see you do that. For sure. We're getting close to wrapping this up, honestly. That was fast. But I kind of want to leave on this note maybe. Is there any advice you would give to somebody either going to university or maybe coming from small town, like just maybe somebody in your shoes? What advice would you give to somebody kind of going into a new path in life?
Yeah, I don't know. I would just say it's okay to be scared and maybe doubt yourself. Like, it happens to the best of us. I mean, everyone goes through that phase at some point in their life. So just don't let it get the best of you, I guess. Make sure that, like, you know that, like, in the end, you'll be fine. Like, you're okay. And it might seem rough, like, in that moment, but eventually things will start to work out for you. And it's like, especially when you're young, like, it's something that's going to happen. It's bound to happen no matter what. Everyone faces a struggle.
Yeah.
And so it's just a matter of, yeah, keeping a positive attitude and telling yourself, like, okay, it's okay that I feel this way, but I'm going to get through it eventually. Just got to keep trying.
That's a beautiful message.
Thank you.
I love that.
Yeah.
Is there any last maybe story, anything you want to share before we go?
I don't think so.
Like what let's do this. What was your favorite moment with myself, you know?
Because
I have one.
Is the big arch?
Yeah.
Okay, I wouldn't say the big arch is my favorite moment, though. I would probably say, honestly, more recently, but going to Montreal, I think that,
right,
like...
that was great.
Yeah, I think that it was, like, a really fun time. We went for, like, a little bit of time, but it was something that, like, I mean, for both of us... we had never, like, gone away with, like, our friends from school here. And then we went with our friends Asia and Donna.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think it was a really fun experience. We got to do so many different things. And, like, it wasn't too far away, but it was still nice to get out of, like, the downtown Toronto core and, like, get to experience something, I guess, different.
Yeah, there was so many pros to that because it's, like, you didn't have to spend as much because you're going to Montreal. It was, like, my first trip I've really ever done with, like, friends.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And then it was just, it's in the middle of this this semester, so it's, like, a nice break. Yeah.
Yeah,
kind of get a reset.
Exactly. And it was just, I don't know, it was a fun experience.
It was great.
It was nice to go away. Tested friendship.
Tested friendship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's
being
great.
Locked in a room with your friend for 4 days.
Yeah, it's it's an experience.
Yeah.
I actually just want to give context on the big arch moment as well. Because, I mean, you say big arch, you never know what that means.
Yeah.
but the big arch was this limited time item at McDonald's. And we kept seeing this billboard advertising it. And it was like one of the first days I think we ever met. And
yeah, I think it was like the first week of being here.
We were like, we both saw it and we're like, okay, we're craving that. So then we got it together and, you know, we were just hysterical that night. It was like all of us, and we were just laughing, having a great time, and the big arch was so tasty.
Yeah, we ate the burger and then we ran out into the rain and we were like
running
and like jumping around in puddles right in front of DCC.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
see, those are the great moments that I cherish, especially from last year, and I'm so glad I lived on residence. But
Me too.
Glad I met you all and to keep carrying those relationships on. I want to thank you again for coming on and taking the time, especially if you're not familiar with the studio and the podcast, so it might be scary, but I appreciate you going out of your comfort zone and coming on here and chatting it up with me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Not as scary as I thought.
You're welcome. So yeah, this has been episode 2 on Spirit Live of Locked and Loaded. Episode 8, if you've been following us along. So this will be on Spirit Live, YouTube, and Spotify. But yeah, this has been episode 8 of Locked and Loaded. So make sure you come back. where the chats are loaded and we are always locked. See you later.
Chat, is this on?